What's up, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Is the Mic Still On, featuring FIFO, B, Sophie, Ken, Mike, and Rod. I'm the producer of the show, Jay Burritos, and I'd like to start off this episode by just really thanking you guys for all the support. We're now reaching 10 episodes, and I could not be more excited and more happy, and we appreciate all the support for this product. This past Thursday, King Kendrick Lamar dropped another track, this time with a video to go with it. Humble set the world on fire that night, but by the next morning, social media was having a different conversation about the song. This first segment is the crew trying to unpack and discuss the lyrics from the second verse that sparked so much debate.
Give your opinion on what?
Ask like just a specific talk. Question.
Okay, so the specific question is.
Tell us what.
No, wait.
God
specific
damn,
question.
No, y'all let me a word.
Kendrick Lamar Humble. Kendrick Lamar Humble's video.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the Humble?
Were you.
Oh my fucking god.
Cause you said, hold on. Y'all said
you said you Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, and then you was like offending women. I'm like, oh, that's the name of the title? I didn't know I was lost. No, I saw Humble. I saw Humble.
But now it's
y'all's turn to be mad at me because I ain't watched that shit. But,
all right, but you've seen the you've
but
seen
I know
the
enough
headlines.
About it to, you
okay,
know
so you know
yeah,
about
no,
it.
I was on Twitter when the
okay, did you hear the song at least?
I heard it.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I didn't see all the videos.
That's all that matters. So, are you on the side of him bigging up women or not bigging up women, basically?
You already know I'm in between.
In between?
So, basically, I personally did not feel offended.
Okay.
By what he said. But, for the people who were offended, mm-hmm. I can see how they picked it apart. I didn't really feel like it was necessary to do so, but when you take it to consideration the type of rapper, I guess, that Kendrick is, or that the box that people put him in, you know, mm-hmm. woke, conscious, whatever the fuck,
yeah.
you know, you talk about a certain type of content. And with that, I guess you're expected to be held to a higher standard than other rappers in terms of, like, addressing misogyny and, mm-hmm. like, women and shit like that. So, I don't know. I saw a lot of arguments about women who felt like they don't want to be objectified, and why are you even, like, those things to me were kind of like, eh, like, I get it, but I feel like this is the wrong conversation for that. But in general, talking about, you know, I want to see women look like this rather than this and this and that, like, aren't you, is he married? Like,
no.
Or some shit? Like, he's in, like, a very serious relationship.
I think
so I kind of don't even really understand why he's talking about preferences when he's with somebody.
He's making a general statement.
Right.
I'm so confused by this argument. I really am.
Okay,
that's why I said I didn't know what the hell we was doing because I didn't know women were feeling some type of way about that.
It's a certain small set of women that are.
That's why I was lost. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I had to Google it to try to figure out why people were mad, and then I saw the thread that Jay had with Spectrum Pulse, and I was just like, I'm done.
What's up with that thread? I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, pull it up.
Let me get it, yeah.
It was just...
Just you got to just tell her what it
is. I mean, he might be able to tell it better.
Because he's not on... He's probably better.
Oh.
But just perfect.
Well, I don't really remember exactly, but it was basically saying that... It was basically, I think, Jay... Oh, it started from you, actually. You had retweeted someone that was saying... Yeah, pull it up, because I honestly can't remember the details.
Yeah, you got to do the shit verbatim.
But the shit really just irritated the fuck out of me.
But he made really sense did. What he said, I think.
Spectrum Pulse?
No. The guy...
Kendrick Lamar?
No.
The Pope? We might as well just keep it going.
All right, let's keep it going. No, the guy that Sophie retweeted. The guy's name is Trillist AC, and he said, men get crucified for praising fake bodies on here daily. Now they smoking Kendrick for praising natural bodies. We can't win. And then you just retweeted it with LOLOLOL, which I don't know what that means.
Okay, now I remember what I said.
Right, and then Jay, of
so
course.
So why did you say that?
No, let him finish.
Okay. No, that's that. No,
yeah, yeah.
That's
where why did you say that?
Oh, okay, so yeah. I said, okay, so basically why I feel like women were upset when he said, you know, I want something, something,
yeah,
I want
to see marks.
Something, mm-hmm. with stretch marks and mm-hmm. stop the Photoshop and this and that mm-hmm. and the other. It's pretty much, I guess, you know, women obviously feel pressure to fit a certain standard set up by society and, like, you know, beauty and stuff like that, like a certain beauty standard. With that being said, a lot of guys will say, oh, I want a girl who's natural. I guess that's defined by not having weave or not wearing makeup or whatever the fuck. It's defined by different shit.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, when women are their own versions of natural, they still get criticized. It's like damned if you do, damned if you don't type shit. So when...
How? Yeah, and what's that got to do with what Kendrick said? Well, how does that even relate?
In terms of, like, him, I guess... pretty much having a girl, like, you know, well, I did see that clip of the video where she walked from one side to another, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and, like, she was photoshopped in one, and he was mm-hmm. saying that he would rather have the other girl mm-hmm. on the other side, which I guess just makes it look like one version is, like, not as real or not as, no. like, too elevated.
No, that's exactly what he said. This is not real. This is real. Mm-hmm. But how is that an issue? That's a right. fact.
Well,
if you're getting photoshopped,
a lot of men will equate oh, you hoes out here with fake eyelashes and fake hair, but you want a real man, like that type of argument.
But that's not what he said. So it's like y'all are trying to make Kendrick the poster boy for an argument that he didn't make, and that was my issue.
Basically,
and that's fucking stupid. This is another situation where somebody comes out as being even a semi ally. Mm. And gets mm-hmm. attacked. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. It's like you guys don't know who the real enemy is. Kendrick's not it. Well, all he did was make a statement of preference. That's fine.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I think the preference was the issue.
Why is it an issue?
I don't think
it's necessarily the issue of the preference. Took it as the issue. I don't think it's the issue of the preference. I think it's more so one being better than the other.
It's like how you said it.
Some of the tweets that I saw was, you don't have the right to tell us how to look.
But I got the right to say what the fuck I like.
Right.
So come on, right? Man.
Y'all sound stupid. For me, when I was watching the video and I saw that particular part, I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, like you said, semi-ally. I was like, oh, I actually thought this is kind of cool because Kendrick is saying that you're beautiful
regardless.
As exactly. you are.
You're trying to break it down.
You don't
specific.
Have to do all of this shit. Right. And a motherfucker gonna love
exactly.
you.
That's the overall point of it.
Yeah,
it's like, you know what's funny? Y'all always say I got a story. I'll make it real fast. I'll make it real fast though. I was dating this girl. This is honest to God story. I was dating this girl. And I'm not a big makeup person. Mm. And look at the girl I'm dating now, doesn't wear a lot of makeup. Mm-hmm. But I was dating a girl that did. And I said one morning, I was like, you know what? And I wasn't trying to be on some like smooth Albie Shore type shit. Yeah. I was like, man, you mm-hmm. look way better without mm-hmm. all that makeup on. I was like, you should just not mm-hmm. wear so much. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're saying that I'm ugly with makeup? I'm like, that's not what the fuck I say. And believe it or not, this turned into a huge argument. And I was like, all I was saying was you look really beautiful. Pretty in the morning mm-hmm. before you put all that mm-hmm. shit on. But you're saying that I'm ugly 9 times out of 10 because that's when I'm wearing the makeup. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Just fuck it.
Right.
You and that's how like I that. Feel yeah. with Kendrick. It's like he was giving a compliment. Every other rapper like, I want some fake titty, nigga. I want some big ass nigga. Yeah. He's just saying, look, I like you naturally.
Let me see your shot.
Right.
Exactly. Wait, hold on. Let me just read the
lyric.
I'm so fucking sick and tired of Photoshop showing me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass on some stretch marks. Still will take you down right on your mama's you couch in polo read. Socks.
Hey. Yo, hey.
This shit.
That's it. That's it.
Okay,
that's
cool.
It.
Yeah. But yeah.
So, like, and that, how yeah, like, what portion of the song was that?
I ended right. up agreeing with that shit because at the end of the day, when a nigga really fuck with you, it don't matter what the fuck you look like.
Exactly. Nope. And here's the thing. I think as a man, the majority of men, I can't obviously speak for all men.
Don't even say the
men.
Majority. Don't even
say the majority. Well, I don't know what he's going to say.
The majority of the people, of the men that
just,
I hang out
just
with.
Okay.
Like,
just
like,
say,
we like fuck all that. Women for being a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need the photo. We don't need the extraness.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, she's right. You're not speaking for the majority of men at all.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely okay. not. Okay. I just wanted to make it clear.
I agree with you, though.
Yeah. And that's why I said the men that I hang out with.
Sure.
The people I affiliate with.
Sure.
You
know
the
people in this circle. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need my girl to do a whole bunch of extraness for me to think that she's more beautiful or not. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a time and a place. And if we're going out, yes, get done up. Make you know what I'm saying? Whatever you do that. But my preference, at least the guys that I hang out with, when you wake up in the morning, you wash your mouth and put your hand upon the table.
Even before that's good with that funky mouth. Exactly. First thing in the morning, roll over with your breath smell like that. We can go. Right,
we can go. We can.
No, we
can.
My girl.
Exactly.
No, I feel it. I'm the same way.
Like,
I feel,
right.
Right.
But dead possum, dead dog.
Dead possum.
She's dead.
Bro. Not possum.
Dead.
Dead possum. Dead.
Your girl brother smell like dead possum, though?
That's what I'm like.
Hey, wait, wait.
It depends what y'all did the night before, huh?
I got you.
Oh my God.
I got you.
I got you. So we back to the ass looking thing.
Are we back to the ass looking thing for real?
BB's there.
Are we back to the ass? I even gotta say nothing. Rob, get him. BB's there.
Are we really back to the ass for real?
And I also think that Kendrick was also addressing something else too. Not just the fact of like what you wear or whatever, but let's be honest, hip hop has really glorified the stripper and the strip club mm-hmm. and the tricking and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. The stuff that isn't real, right? Like women with fucking 40-inch asses. Like what the fuck? Like I don't
too many 40-inch asses.
I'm just
yeah, no. You're lying. No,
yeah, because he put a digit on it. That's, that was just funny to me.
Well, you know, because they can't 40, see me do
40-inch ass. So
that's a big ass.
Because I was trying to do the measurements in my head.
So am I. 40 inches.
Oh, like just the
oh,
ass.
Oh, go round 40.
Just the ass.
So it's 20 this way and 20 in the front.
I was talking about 40.
Bro, no. Oh. Isn't this table giving you 40 inches? Whose booty is that ass?
Hey, you go to the club, you might see something happen at least.
On Instagram. At the club.
Yeah, bro.
Look,
hey, bruh.
She looks good, though.
I've seen
some big
motherfuckers.
Hey,
sometimes it's disproportionate.
About?
Okay,
don't
whatever.
I'm going to show
y'all. Nobody with a 40-inch ass looks good.
I'm telling you, she's bad.
What do you do with 40 inches of ass? You got to call reinforcements.
It's like, it's like, you got to move a bunch of with two arms just to wipe your ass.
What? Ooh.
See, y'all just have, always go to motherfucking far.
Hey, real quick. We got another woman in the building. We got Rock is in the building. I want to get her opinions on this since we have her here.
What
the fuck was that noise?
I want to go home now.
I mean, I didn't. I've listened to it, but
a little closer.
Oh, hey. What's up? Oh, hey, y'all. But I wasn't offended by anything. If anything, I thought it was just like him voicing what he prefers. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. As far as people getting offended, like, people get offended by anything. So it's just, okay, like, move on. I don't know. Like, that's how I feel about it, pretty much.
Go ahead. You know what? I think the other thing is that I think there's also something else in here. I think he's saying, he's trying to break down the walls of what society says is beautiful, right?
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. so this is like really a message. It's like you don't have to do what the world tells mm-hmm. you to do mm-hmm. in order to look beautiful. So I don't understand what the issue is with that.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like you said, going back to what you said, like he showed one image, then he showed the next image. And it's like both can be beautiful. Mm-hmm. So it's like, here you have, going back to what Mike said, somebody that's speaking out on your behalf mm-hmm. and trying to break those walls down, mm-hmm. and y'all still motherfuckers getting pissed.
But they're saying that it's not his right to speak on their behalf. And that's why.
But we're speaking on their behalf one way or the other anyway.
Exactly. Well, the whole thing is, and that's what I think a lot of people forget, is like, you can put, I think I said this in that thread that was with Jay and Mark, you can put 25 women in one room and they can all complain about the same shit and ain't nothing gonna change. It's not going to change until the dudes start saying, you know what? I'm listening to you. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. And I am going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So now someone is even kind of sort of doing that. And he gets in trouble.
Right.
My thing is, what the fuck do you want men to say?
You know what?
Nothing?
I think it's just about, and this is going to sound really lame, but I think it's just about inclusivity. Because like people want to feel like whether your ass is fake or your hair is fake or real or whatever the fuck, you want to feel, I guess, included or something like that.
But this side's been being included.
Exactly.
This side has not been included.
Right.
So
exactly.
You finally have someone trying to include this person.
But you have to think about it. In that video, when that girl walked from one side to the other, mm-hmm. in my opinion, not a lot of things changed. By societal standards, when she was natural, she was still beautiful. And I think a lot of people who watched the video were saying, okay, well, you're saying that you want a girl who's natural, but when a girl really be natural to the point where it does not fit societal beauty
it
standards.
It did change though. She had a she had a white beater.
I did not say she did not change.
No makeup.
I did not say she did not change.
She's saying when she went over to the other side, she was still considered like beautiful.
She's still beautiful by societal standards. Oh,
I don't think so because you can see her imperfections.
Yeah.
And the whole point.
I know that.
So
but
what do you
she said you still consider her beautiful.
Right, but not by societal standards because right. she has too many imperfections. You would not put that woman, okay, look, the Photoshop version of that woman would be in an editorial.
Yeah.
And a
the
video.
The unphotoshopped version of that woman would not be in an editorial.
I'm not saying in terms of like magazine standards. I'm saying in terms of like her going to Publix or something and being chose on because she just fine in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not talking about being on a magazine and like, obviously those preferences are different in like ads and like commercials and things like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about societal standard beauty, like you just going to the fucking store
public,
and somebody trying to talk to you because you just cute.
And now here's our Pass the Mic segment where we pass the mic to you, the listeners, to ask us questions. Make sure you send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com and hopefully we'll read them for you on the show.
All right. I don't know if this is a fake name, but I feel like we should use one. So let's just call him Matthew. Hey, guys. Love the show. Oh, I know, bitch, but let's keep it anonymous. All right, well, here we go.
Okay.
Hey, so one of my best friends at the time, well, you're Matthew now, so it's fine. Hey, so one of my best friends at the time was going out with a dude, but she didn't want a relationship, but she wanted to do shit for her all the time. She basically used him for 6 months and one night decided to sleep with this other guy. So I told his best friend so he could tell him. Now she hates me, and is there any way to fix it? Who is completely wrong here? Because I've gotten that I did the right thing from everybody except like three people. Would love to hear back from y'all. So I guess basically some do y'all?
I don't know.
Yeah,
we
don't follow that at all.
I think I maybe got it. So let's say I'm friends with a homie, and then he tries to get with this one girl, and this girl kind of just gives him the runaround, like he's doing everything. He's her do boy.
Right.
And then he doesn't get no action, so he's in the friend zone. Mm-hmm. And then 6 months into it, she gives action to another dude that she probably just met. So then me, being the homie, told my homie, hey, bro, she fucking buddy, and so you need to stop being a do boy. So...
Oh, then she's mad at you now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now she's mad at me.
Oh.
Does this need to be discussed?
I mean...
You a sucker if you worried about her. Fuck her. First of all, why are you friends with a chick that's doing your boy like that?
Exactly. Right. And then...
Yeah, it's like, how close are y'all?
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm going to ask. I'm about to say, how tight is him and the chick? Right.
I mean, unless they're friends, I don't see why that would be an issue.
Even if they are friends, what the fuck? Like, no, I would be like, you can't be mad at me for some shit you doing.
Right. Yeah. And you always got to be upfront with your homie, man. Yeah. Hey, bro, look because sometimes...
you know you're using them and shit. Like
exactly.
That,
you know? Because sometimes you might get stuck in the friend zone and you trying extra hard to be this nice guy to show her that you could be her man.
And you playing yourself
And you playing yourself. You know, you looking like a chump out here. Your homie should tell you.
My thing like, first is, and he should have told the chick.
Yeah,
like,
first,
why
yeah.
are you doing him like that? And you know you're being wrong. And
if she was like, well,
yeah.
I mean,
because me and her,
I'm thinking, friends, I'm under the assumption that they're not that close. So why would I go to you?
The guy
and the girl.
Well, clearly they are close, and she's now mad at him. And he's worried about it, so they must be at least a little close.
Yeah, right. Like, we have a relationship. She just, like, you know me, I know you.
She can't have her cake and eat it.
She big mad.
Yeah,
well, that's her fucking problem.
Yeah, it is. And if the main friend that sent the Matthew, if Matthew is friends with her, right, closer than he is friends with the dude, he should have, whoever he's closest to, he should have addressed first. If it's the homie, hey, bruh, she playing you, dog. Like, you need to, let's just let that go. You're not going to get it. And if it's her, be like, hey, if you don't see him in this way, let him know that.
He was you were just being a good friend.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd have told both of them personally. Even if I wasn't. Snitching. No.
Nah.
Oh, my God, Ken.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro. I'm never going to let my homie get chumped out like that, bro.
You been a sucker for love.
You already chumped out.
No.
So you don't want to help him? Maybe he doesn't realize he's getting chumped out.
Him that maybe he needs his boy to tell him.
That's the point.
He needs his boy to tell him.
Right.
He's like, yo, man, y'all dog,
Some dudes really don't know.
Why y'all wait until she's sleeping with somebody else?
Because you've been sipping out this whole damn time.
I guess, yeah, they do have to be close for him to even know that she's sleeping with somebody else.
Stop snitching on me.
What if it was him?
I ain't going to snitch then.
No, I would have snitched.
Plot twist.
No, you know what I would have done?
What?
I'd have fucked her. And then been like, look, she not right for you, son. She not right for you, son.
Heartbeat type shit.
Yeah, she not right for you, son.
Heartbeat type shit.
That's why we don't listen to Mike.
Because, I mean, she gave... She let the homie smash, though.
It just happened.
It just happened, bro. You know I be drinking. You know how I do.
Right. I don't be doing shit for them hoes like you do.
Right. Right. No. I mean, we've all been there at some point. Mm-hmm. Maybe Ken's gonna lie and say he hadn't, but we've all been there where we have this girl that we're trying to woo, and it takes a little too long, and we don't realize mm-hmm. that we're being fucking suckers.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes you need your friend to be like, yo, she's not like into you like that.
Yes, yes.
Because even sometimes a girl will give you a clear indication.
Like, but you so but you try to woo her so much.
Yeah, you're in your mind, you're like, yeah. I can still make it happen, though. I can still make it work.
I got a chance.
No, you know?
I'll just show you. You don't love me. You don't love me. Right. I just got to take your key to about 7 more practices. You don't
know. Right. You just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. We made for each other, girl. Straight up screeching fucking Lisa Turtle type shit. But sometimes you need I'm gonna pull you aside and just play, hey man, it's not happening. Matthew shouldn't feel bad. Like, if
don't
she's mad at you, fuck her. She has no reason to be mad at anybody but herself.
Nah, he should feel bad interfering that shit like that, man.
That's his friend.
That's his friend.
I thought the girl was his friend.
They both
were you not listening?
I read it, still
didn't understand.
Yeah, you really did read it.
Oh my
that's
god.
A good ending right
it
there.
Sounds like they're all friends, but that is his homie. Like, he's a best friend.
Yeah.
He's a best friend.
So your loyalty lies with one person over the other.
Like, come on, man. You gotta.
You can't let your homie out here looking like a sim.
Okay. So what if the roles were reversed? What if the female was your friend, and the guy was just a dude?
Then it would look like she liked. And then
she's going after him. Yeah, she's been doing all this shit for him, and he's going around fucking other chicks.
You got to tell her too.
Okay.
You got to tell her too.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, you gonna be like, hey, look.
I see you, Mike. You know, making sure
you just said the bros before hoes. So I was like, okay, is it still hoes before bros?
But that's why I said, like, when I was trying to explain the whole first thing, it depends on who you're closer to, right? So, like, if you're not close to the chick but close to the homie, fuck the chick, you tell the homie. But if you're close to the chick and not the dude, then you tell the chick. But if you're close to both of them, you address the person that isn't getting, you don't address the person that's doing wrong first. You address the person that's getting done wrong first.
I would let them know
so that way you can just back. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to have this awkward conversation with the person that's doing some fucked up shit.
But what if you're closer to
the person doing the fucked up shit?
I'm trying to think. No, never mind. That wouldn't have worked.
Okay. You trying to trip
me up? No. I'm just trying to think of how this would go. Because if okay, so what if you're closest to the dude and the dude's fucking other chicks? Mm-hmm. Do you not feel bad about not letting the chick know, like, yo, my homie is fucking like 12 other girls and you're over here like a fool, like a little puppy dog, like would you not feel bad?
If it's a female that you're close to? Or
even if you're not that close to her.
I've been in that situation.
I have too. And it's
that's so awkward.
You feel bad because she comes around all the time and she's like, oh, I brought you some Twix bars. And
it's like, he gave his dick to some other. They be cooking breakfast for these
niggas
and shit. Yes. See, I didn't know the girl.
If I see you doing something like that, Mike, I wouldn't tell the girl, like, hey, I think he...
I try to check my friend because in that situation I was not close to that girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I knew that he was cheating on her.
Right.
With like multiple women at multiple times.
Right.
I would dress
and you feel bad.
Like orgies low key. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now you're going.
See, but okay.
it was a lot.
He was like, I'm done with this conversation.
It was a lot.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
No, but I'm saying, like, but I didn't really know her. I would just hang out at their spot, and like sometimes I would see her, and she'd be like, oh, I made breakfast. You want something? I'm like, oh, bless her heart.
I know, you feel like an asshole.
Yeah, because it's like, I know, but I don't.
But you're not cool.
It's not your business.
Enough to say this, so I have to try and influence somebody who is around you enough for you to say this to you. But then
you know who would tell her?
Who?
Drake.
Okay.
Wouldn't he?
That ends the show.
Drake would so tell her. He would probably lie too. Like, yeah, he been fucking other girls like left or right. Yes. I wouldn't do you.
I already said he bought that girl a fake Chanel.
Damn.
This last conversation stemmed from the Kendrick song debate. What do you think of other artists and entertainers who have started a no makeup movement in the past? Let's discuss.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about Alicia Keys? Because I know she's in the mode.
What else would he have had? What else would he have? I'm sorry. My bad. I was trying to stick on what she was saying, but go ahead.
Yeah, because I'm kind of lost on that too with you.
Nah, I'm cool, man.
No, go ahead.
But I was just saying, and I think it's kind of in line with what she's saying a little bit. Because, you know, Alicia Keys is not doing this whole makeup. She's not wearing makeup, which is kind of what Kendrick Lamar was saying. Allegedly, I don't know.
Just go ahead.
The shade, like, for real. So what do you think about that? Because she's like in this fight and saying, I'm gonna be who I am. Because we all know that artists, like, we've seen like Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, all these people get photoshopped. Mm-hmm. And society generally says that these are beautiful women, right? Mm-hmm. But they still get touched up before the video come out. So what do you think about Alicia Keys' stance on not wearing makeup or choosing it?
Okay. I think that it's cool. But again, in general, Alicia Keys not wearing makeup really does not make a difference because she has access to get, you know what I'm saying, like hyperpigmentation taken off her face if she wants to.
She doesn't
want to,
though. I think that's the whole thing. She said, I'm going to be beautiful for who I am. I'm going to be natural.
Okay, that's fine. But the thing is, the whole debate comes into, I guess, play when it's like, I don't know, just like there's different, I guess, there's like a spectrum of what natural is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And different people fall, I guess, on different places on the spectrum. So for example, Alicia Keys, I guess her whole idea of being natural might be not wearing makeup. It might be using black soap instead of Dove. It might be using, you know what I'm saying? Like different, you fall different on the spectrum. So for example, I really do not think that if Alicia Keys has a crazy ass breakout and say she suffers from like darkening on her skin and shit like that, she's not gonna be at the dermatologist's office tomorrow getting that shit taken off so that she doesn't have to wear makeup, but she's still natural. Does that make sense?
Is that fair, though? Is that fair to make those kind of assumptions?
Well,
she comes out and she says, I'm not wearing makeup and I'm not doing anything to alter myself because I want to champion this cause. Mm-hmm. How is it fair then to be like, well, if you had this, then you would. And well, you still have access to this. But she's still making the point.
Because it happens all the time. This
is the same thing as Kendrick. It's like they can't win.
And what she's trying to do, like, look at it, right? Like, everybody else wants to be faking all of this. And now Alicia's out here trying to be natural, quote unquote.
Sure.
And there's not necessarily a following. People aren't talking about it. We don't have little girls.
Who's the spokesperson for that?
Exactly, right?
But let her be that.
So everybody that wants to be kind of thought-ish or photoshopped and super fake boobs and tits and all of that, everybody's falling in line. Hey, I need to get 10 grand so I could.
In case you didn't catch
that. Oh, my bad.
Boobs, both of them.
Yeah,
boobs,
both of them.
And tits.
Yeah, you know, they do that.
Yeah, ass and booty, right?
Like, ass and booty.
Yeah, like, different.
But the inflection. She got ass, but no, that bitch got booty.
But, you know, everybody lining up to fit that societal norm of super big and overdone stuff.
Yeah.
But now we have somebody that's prominent in music, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That has natural ability writing music, playing music, everything. And now she's even taking it further saying, I'm not gonna do any of the makeup or any of that.
Right.
And nobody's lining up on that side of the bag.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. And you know what's interesting is that when I bring this up, I get shade from the woman. Like a woman to throw immediate shade.
But here's why. Alicia Keys without makeup is, by societal standards of beauty, still fucking gorgeous.
So who do you need to do this? Fucking Whoopi Goldberg? She's been doing this shit from day one. Ooh, think about this. Ooh, she's been doing this from day one. What do the majority of women say? Oh, she ugly. How come y'all ain't getting behind her?
Viola Davis.
She's still fine, though. It don't matter. So that's a different story, though. Right. She's not, but Viola Davis is looked at as someone that is gorgeous with or without makeup. Whoopi Goldberg is not. Viola Davis? That was in Fences?
Don't
No, am I thinking somebody else? That's Viola Davis.
No, you're not thinking nobody
Viola
else.
Viola Davis is beautiful. What are y'all talking
about? Okay, that's your opinion.
In general, people don't think she's pretty.
No, she's not in that realm of things.
I didn't know that. I thought she was in the Angela Bassett bucket.
Welcome to the real world.
Okay. I stand corrected.
When she did the whole natural thing, when, you know, it
everybody was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Because she did it in the show.
She did it in the show, yeah.
And again.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yeah, I think she's
the reason why people don't stand by Whoopi Goldberg is because she doesn't fit societal standards of beauty.
Okay, but the whole the question was, how come nobody's getting behind her? Whoopi Goldberg has said this from day one, that she's not down with makeup.
Okay.
And nobody, no feminists, nobody rallied behind her and said, we're with you. It didn't even make any kind of buzz.
And Alicia Keys is doing it, and still nobody's really getting behind her.
And people are getting mad at her. And they're saying, well, because she's already beautiful. Okay, well, then your excuse becomes moot because you didn't get behind it when someone that's not seen as standardly beautiful did it. So I think you're going to lose.
What's the perfect person?
What do you want? Yeah. If Precious did it, would y'all be like, oh, yeah, it's great? No, you'd still ignore it. You'd be like, oh, well, who cares? It's like...
And I think at the end of the day, the whole thing of, like, the whole underlying sentiment of this whole conversation is acceptance. Is accepting who you are for what you are and not putting these societal norms and standards on yourself. Because as long as you love yourself or love yourself, right? I know I saw
here he go, Dr.
I know.
Dr. FIFO Phil. Get him, Dr. FIFO Phil.
I'm just saying this is easy for you to say because a lot of the things that women do, for example, I wear makeup all the time, right? Mm-hmm. I feel good and I actually enjoy putting on makeup a lot of time. My sister does not fuck with that shit. She's like, I don't got time for this. It's a waste of my time in the morning. I'm just trying to get in and get out. Mm-hmm. I understand both perspectives. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, a lot of women most women feel pressured regardless of what their preference is to appear a certain way, especially depending on, you know, what the situation is. When they're going out to the store, whatever. So what I'm saying is these pressures and, oh, all you have to do is accept yourself. Yeah, fuck that. Because at the end of the day, you feel pressured mostly by society, which is driven by... like pleasing men, you know what I'm saying, on what you feel like you should fucking look like.
Okay.
And Kendrick Lamar is saying, fuck that shit.
Exactly.
And still gets in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So it's not about pleasing all of the men or the society of men. It's about pleasing the men that find you attractive. You see what I'm saying?
Or pleasing yourself.
Or just pleasing yourself.
Men, period.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If you look good in makeup and you want to wear makeup, good for you.
Exactly.
But all he's saying is, I'm not with that. I'm with this. Exactly. So if the man doesn't want you, then why are you worried about what he's saying?
Exactly.
He's not saying you look gross. He's saying, I'm tired of seeing this. I see this all the time. I want to see a little bit of this. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
And that's all for this week's episode of Is the Mic Still On? We hope you had a good time listening. If you did, tell your friends and spread the word. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show on your social media. Let us know how we're doing and tweet us your comments and concerns over at Is the Mic Still On? And if you want to hear more conversations from Dead End Hip Hop, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and dive into years of content. I'm Jay Burritos, and you can catch me on the Runaway Jukebox podcast every Monday where podcasts are available. And we'll catch you next time. This has been Is the Mic Still On? Starring FIFO 24/7, BZ430, KB Eng, Mike C Town, I Am Modest Media, and Sire Music. Produced by Jay Burritos of Runaway Jukebox. All original music created by BZ430.